Great. Good afternoon. I appreciate the opportunity to present on behalf of my co-authors today. Our country is experiencing a major increase in opioid overdose deaths. In the latest national estimates, the rate of opioid overdose deaths increased threefold from 2000 to 2014. This increase is composed of two separate but related trends: one, a 15-year increase in deaths from prescription opiates, and a more recent surge in heroin deaths. In King County, Washington, which includes Seattle, the increase in heroin deaths also tripled over a five-year period, from around 50 to 150 per year. Naloxone is an overdose antidote that is safe for layperson use. It reverses the effects of opioids on the brain, and because it has only this one function, it causes no harm if it is given to someone who is not overdosing. For this reason, Seattle, like many other cities, is working to distribute naloxone widely in the community and among first responders. In mid-2015, our STD clinic began planning to distribute naloxone kits to patients whom we could identify as heroin users. We don't have a way to systematically identify people who are using non-heroin opiates at present. We felt this activity was in line with our clinic's mission and broader role in the public health system. People who inject drugs are a key population in our clinic, and although this is primarily driven by the importance of methamphetamine as a risk factor for HIV and STD among MSM, we certainly don't limit our services to that population. And importantly, one of the major risks driving overdose deaths in our area is concomitant use of methamphetamine and heroin. The list on this slide describes the services that we had in place for people who inject drugs at the time we began considering this activity. And as we planned for the distribution of naloxone kits, we wanted to estimate the potentially avertible deaths from opioid overdose in our population. That's what drove this study. The objective was to evaluate the risk and timing of opioid-associated mortality among STD clinic patients in order to assess the number of potentially avertible deaths. To do this, we matched Washington State death certificate data with STD clinic data from 1993 to 2014. Washington State death certificate data distinguish opioid-involved deaths from opioid-involved accidental poisoning or overdose deaths. In our STD clinic data, we used patient report of lifetime injection drug use collected in the course of routine care. We used a linking algorithm that uses deterministic and probabilistic matching of a name with phonetic matching protocol, date of birth, and race ethnicity. The output of the Link-King algorithm gives seven levels of matches, with one being essentially an exact match and seven having something in common, a similar spelling or similar date of birth with transposed numbers. Two of the investigators reviewed the inexact matches and individually made a determination that levels one through three were considered matches for this analysis, and matches above level three were not matches. We calculated mortality rates per 100,000 person years among our clinic patients, both overall mortality as well as cause specific, with a focus on opioid involved and opioid overdose. We calculated age adjusted mortality based on the age distribution of the STD clinic population. We examined the mortality separately by patients who we identified as people who inject drugs at the time of their clinic visit and those who were not identified as injection drug users. We also looked at the timing of death relative to their last clinic visit, and we determined calculated person time as the time between the first clinic visit and either death or the end of 2014. So as you can see, from 1993 to 2014, there were 298,000, just over that number, clinic visits among approximately 113,000 unique patients. 7,865 of those, or 7%, reported injection drug use at any visit. Of approximately 979,000 Washington State deaths with names, we were able to match around 2,700 with STD clinic patients. This slide displays age-adjusted mortality rates by cause of death. The all-cause mortality rate among clinic patients was approximately 191 per 100,000 person years. Overdose deaths overall were number three cause of death, and opioid-related deaths were the number four cause. The fact that these were more common than deaths from HIV/AIDS is to me a heartening reminder of our collective success in extending the lives of people living with HIV, but does also provide a useful point of comparison for STD clinic practitioners. Now, if we look at opioid deaths in more detail, the overdose deaths accounted for just over 10% of all deaths during the study period. 53% of those were among patients who reported injection drug use at any visit, and 47% among patients who did not report injection drug use. The number of identified people who inject drugs who died of an overdose represented 2% of all of the patients we identified as injection drug users at the clinic visit. However, looking at the time of death from last clinic visit shows that most of them were pretty remote. Only about 20% died within a year of the clinic visit, and 42% a full 5 years after the visit. This table compares the characteristics of patients who died of an opioid overdose death, again including all patients, whether or not we identified injection drug use, with patients who died of other causes or were presumed alive at the end of 2014. Patients who died were somewhat more likely to be men who had sex with women, non-Hispanic white, and to have reported injection drug use. This slide demonstrates that when we identified a person as an injection drug user, that was a clear marker of mortality risk. Although it was imperfect, it certainly was a marker of mortality with even an all-cause mortality rate ratio of 3.4. In summary, among people who inject drugs seen in our STD clinic over a 22-year period, the opioid overdose mortality rate was around 155 per 100,000 person years. There was a 15-fold risk of overdose mortality compared to people who did not inject drugs, at least as far as we could identify. The opioid overdose deaths among identified injection drug users was approximately 2% of all of those people who inject drugs we identified in the STD clinic. But most deaths occurred several years after the STD clinic visit. Our analysis had some key important limitations. It was a single site. We used lifetime injection drug use as a proxy of heroin use. We did not ascertain prescription opioid use, and our matching process may have missed some deaths. Our conclusion from this work is that distribution of naloxone kits in our STD clinic is unlikely to prevent many overdose deaths among our patients, but it may still have a role in helping to diffuse the intervention into the community. By way of update, many patients who we've offered naloxone kits to in the clinic have said that they already have them, and I think this represents in part success in another part of our HIV STD program, which is our syringe exchange program. That's where most of the patients in the STD clinic say they have already gotten their naloxone kits. That program has distributed over 1,400 kits since 2012, with 306 self-reported reversals to date. At present, Seattle police carry naloxone, and there is a wide effort to distribute it widely within the community. And just a few months ago, we did see some encouraging numbers with a decrease in the number of heroin deaths for the first time in many years. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors and several others within the program and who were helpful to this work. Thank you very much.